When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Mike Tomlin acknowledging that there is, quote, potential for him to play Justin Fields over a healthy Russell Wilson, says it looks like Wilson's participation will ramp up here. Wouldn't go so far as to say he's 100% cleared, ready to go, but talked about a live pocket for Wilson this week, things like that, but said operating as if Fields will be the guy. Fields will be the guy. That seems clear this week. But for the first time, Tomlin acknowledged that he would keep a healthy Russell Wilson on the bench. That's what I heard. That's what Limits heard. That's what happened. 412-928-9370. So what do you make of this? There was a lot more in that news conference today, including Cordero Patterson and Najee, although not so much Najee. I think a good question would have been, did Najee not hit the hole fast enough there? Because the other guy who was getting the ball seemed to hit it pretty fast. Like, could you envision them splitting carries? And the other thing at the beginning was Tomlin listing all the reasons they lost, and I was sorry not to hear, I didn't give us the best chance to win from him. I thought he was a big reason the Steelers got off to a great start at 3-0. I thought he was the biggest reason they lost the other day. There were many. There's always a lot of reasons for a loss. But Mike Tomlin was at the very top of that list. I can't think of too many games from his tenure where you could just tangibly pick it apart and identify him as the main culprit. There have been worse losses, don't get me wrong. Some of the upset losses, of course. But this one, I mean, where do you want to start? Shane Steichen just crushes Tomlin defenses, destroys them. In his last three games against Tomlin defenses, and Steichen obviously called the plays as the Eagles offensive coordinator, and he calls them in Indy. So one game with the Eagles and two with the Colts. These are all in the last 3 years. Steichen's offense in three games has rolled up 92 points and 1,131 yards on Tomlin's defenses. So you can start schematically with Tomlin's defense, which he runs. Then you go to keeping a timeout in your hip pocket when the Steelers were completely discombobulated at 4th and 11 with 37 seconds left. His final timeout. He explained after the game that pace sometimes helps an offense against a defense. Doesn't that imply that you have a defense on the run a little bit? They didn't have the Colts defense on the run. They were 4th and 11. They didn't get there by using pace to sort of run the Colts defense off the field there. They were 4th and 11, completely discombobulated, needed a timeout, kept it in his hip pocket. He threw a challenge flag on the first play of the second quarter when every single human being watching that game knew that Josh Downs made the catch. Just a waste of a challenge. He didn't throw a challenge when Najee, on the series before that, looked to have dived over the first down line on 3rd and 2. I watched it again this morning. So him not using a challenge there because the next play Fields got stopped was very costly in that game. It sure looked to me, and I know spot fouls are tough. Tomlin's never been shy about challenging those before. Why not challenge that one? He had the first down, I think. And on the very next play on 4th and inches, and they showed a great angle on that from low down on the field. It was about 6 to 10 inches to get that first down. If you're going to waste a timeout, use one there after Arthur Smith turns that 4th and inches essentially into a 4th and 5 by putting Fields in the shotgun. You have a 6'3", 230-pound quarterback who's an unbelievable athlete behind a center who is moving people off the line. Why in the world would you not just quarterback sneak that? Even with Najee, could come in and push from behind, the old tush push. What are we doing? Tomlin did not veto that call. Then there was a wasted timeout later in the game that people might have missed. I had to go back and verify this one. He inexplicably wasted a timeout with 6:06 left in regulation after the Steelers stopped the Colts on a 3rd down play to make it 4th and 5, and right before Matt Gay's 35-yard field goal. Why would you use a timeout there? For what purpose? The other team is about to attempt a chip shot field goal. They're not going to go for it. There's not going to be a fake or anything like that. Why would you use a timeout there? If the question was we weren't getting our personnel on the field, forget it. Just let him kick. Save the timeout. You needed that timeout. Nobody talked about that, and then we have talked about not letting Boswell attempt a 58 or 59-yard field goal, depending on the spot of the ball, after the Steelers' first series, even though he's banged field goals of 57, 56, 53, and 50, even though he's the most accurate long-range kicker in NFL history, beyond 50 yards, even though all the aforementioned field goals would have been easily good from 60, and I know he missed a 62-yarder outside here, I think there's a 75% chance he makes a 58-yard field goal. And Tomlin explained today that, well, it was field position. All right, so you put the Colts at their 14 and then they drive the ball down your throats again.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's 3 points on the board. I don't get it. All of that added up to a coach. That's what you call a coach losing an NFL game. Just a horrendous performance from Tomlin. And I guess I would like to have heard that. He must not feel that way. When he's listing reasons why we lost, I thought my performance left a lot to be desired, could have been included with specifics. But anyway, back to the quarterbacks, and man, it's becoming more and more clear that Justin Fields is going to play even if Russell is healthy. And what if he plays really well again in Dallas? It's almost not a question. Let's take a call or two on that. Shall we, Limitless Wonder?
Let's start with Anthony in Oakland.
Hello, Anthony.
Well, Joe, he's been talking about a quarterback with mobility since 2021.
Yeah.
When Ben was still here. Does anyone actually think he's going to allow Justin Fields to go flying out of Pittsburgh? No. He's not only the quarterback of now, he's the quarterback for their future. He just hasn't said it yet because I guess he wants to keep acrimony. He wants to keep things in-house with the rest and not get, you know, you've seen players walk out in the middle of seasons. But at this point, it's time to trade Russ if he's healthy. Tyreek Hill was begging their coach, find me a quarterback and go deep. What do we know what Russ can still do?
I don't know. What do we know Russ can still
throw
do?
Throw deep.
Well, we'll see. I'd rather have the Dolphins go into tank mode and put Tyreek Hill and Waddle on the trade block. Then forget about Russell Wilson. Then I'd love the Steelers to go in and try and make a deal for one of those two guys before the trade deadline. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen in Miami. That's an interesting case, both whether they would want to bring in a veteran quarterback and try and salvage the season, or whether they would look at Tua's situation, their own team situation, and say, let's tank for a quarterback. Because, man, you watched them last night. They look like a prime tanking prospect, don't they?
Oh, yeah. They look like they're going to mail it in soon. That's why I threw Russ out there, because he still can go deep. But look, Justin's your quarterback. You can clean up his actions with the snaps. Those things could be cleaned up. But you know, I thought Tomlin took accountability Sunday. You know, early in that news conference, he said they didn't coach well, they didn't play well, they didn't. But it's up to the reporters to bring that up. They should have brought it up at this conference. How about your coaching?
Sure, they could do that. Yeah. Yes. How about your coaching? Sure. Thank you, Anthony. I just thought there were very specific instances that Tomlin really should answer to from that game. One of which is, what's up with you against Steichen when you're calling defenses, he's calling offenses, and he's rolling up 92 points and 1,131 yards with Gardner Minshew, Anthony Richardson, Joe Flacco, and then Jalen Hurts was very good that season. That's for sure. That was a really good Eagles team, no doubt, that he was running the offense for. What was that, 3 years ago? A lot here. Limits, 412-928-9370. I don't think you have to be a linguist or, you know, some sort of reader of tea leaves to see that Justin Fields is moving closer and closer to being the Steelers quarterback, which means your quarterback for now and perhaps for a long, long time. I'm not sure Russell Wilson ever starts a game for the Steelers unless there's injury. I'm not sure he does. I'd say the percent chance right now, I feel like, that Russell Wilson starts a game here if Fields is healthy, is down to about 20%. You?
I was thinking 25.
I mean,
but you're, so well, you're talking about,
it's not much different.
No,
it's 20 to 25.
But it's gone from being a flip of a quarter. You know, it's gone from a 50-50 chance, which a lot of people thought a couple weeks ago.
There's always the chance Fields has a horrible game, and then we have a very different topic next week. But I don't think he's trending in that direction. He looks like a very confident player to me right now. You?
And, he looks like somebody that's finally comfortable in a situation. Like the situation that he was in Chicago with all the turnovers, not a lot of good offensive weapons. And I'm not saying that the Steelers have great offensive weapons and wide receivers, at least. But no, he looks like a guy that is playing in a better scheme and a better system and is confident in himself where he's out on the roll making moves.
How
making
confident
plays.
Are you in Justin Fields? 412-928-90. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Limits and I have a big announcement in the 1 o'clock hour about where he and I are going after the show. We have a little field trip planned that's going to be very exciting.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.